Governments should review all the transactions that require citizens to stand in line or fill out forms, name, address, ID number. Governments should bring together the agencies involved to develop a single system for handling all the transactions. The Irish government, using AnPost, the Irish Postal Service, has done this best. AnPost kiosks process utility payments, issue passports, issue licenses for vehicles, disperse entitlement payments, offer savings and investment plans, sell lottery tickets from a kiosk system, even sell stamps. Each kiosk is a mini city hall, covering the work of half a dozen bureaus. With many of the 1,000 AnPost sites in remote towns having fewer than 2,000 residents, the kiosks serve 1.26 million people each week, half the Irish population, and handle more than $9 billion in transactions each year. Updating or adding new applications is very easy. Authentication of the user is important. You don't want an imposter getting into your government records any more than you'd want an unauthorized person to see your bank account. The need for authentication is why today, governments that do online transactions usually limit them to transactions where impersonation would not be a problem, such as renewals of licenses or an automobile registration or the payment of taxes and fines. I don't think people would object if someone pretended to be them to pay their traffic tickets. If someone could impersonate you and see your tax return or vote, though, the public would be in an uproar. Smart cards, which users can swipe on a PC or at a kiosk, are a solution to identity problems, as with an ATM card for a cash machine. Smart cards combined with a personal identification number, PIN, or similar password, and in some cases thumbprints or voice prints, will securely identify users trying to access personal information about benefits, taxes, or payment histories, or to initiate a transaction. In Spain, a new kiosk system will let anyone find out general information about social benefits by going through a touchscreen menu, but the person needs a smart card to access any personal information such as pension amount and status. Though such cards are the equivalent of bank cards used around the world, some people are concerned that the government might collect too much information about citizens. Some nations have privacy laws that prevent a single card or database from containing all information about a citizen, and it is likely that in some nations, two types of smart cards will emerge, one for financial transactions with business or government, and another for healthcare. Each country will have to decide on the kinds of personal information that will be allowed on smart cards. Even if their use is restricted to identification only, the streamlining of process and elimination of fraud is well worth the investment. Combined with back-end business systems that immediately post welfare or other payments directly to a central accounts database, smart cards make it very difficult to make fraudulent or duplicate claims. In London, 200 trial kiosks of a system like AnPost's are credited with reducing welfare payment fraud by £750,000 in the first year. When deployed at all 1,500 post offices, the kiosks are expected to save £150 million per year. As governments embrace digital systems, software will streamline processes by having special workflow logic for key functions. Software solutions for the legislative, judicial, and executive branches of any government have recently been created. Legislatures in several U.S. states are using electronic systems to manage the process for drafting laws. Such systems can eliminate the $3 to $5 million that most states spend every 2 years on printing for bill drafting and revision. PC-based systems can manage the process electronically, can more easily track conflicts within a bill, among multiple bills, or with existing laws or sections of the state or national constitution, and can provide an audit trail of every change to ensure that the final law that is passed is word for word what the legislature intended. These systems make it easy to update web pages, which several states are using to keep the public informed of the status of legislation and committee meetings. For the judiciary, PC workflow systems are enabling courts in the United States and Canada to begin electronic case filings to handle the 500,000 documents per year on the docket of a typical county court. Some U.S. state and federal agencies use digital workflow to manage the scheduling for lawyers and law enforcement officers for court. By reducing the time police spend in court waiting for cases to be called, the application gives police more time on the street. The executive branch of government can benefit as well from software that solves unique government problems. Florida, for instance, requires state agencies to lease space from the state if any state-owned property is available. Florida agencies can go online to specify the amount of space they need and the location. For example, 5,000 square feet in Miami, and see what is available. The Florida Health Department uses PCs to allocate and reconcile costs such as building leases and staff time among programs funded by different grants or tax allocations. The system electronically matches bills against program accounts and highlights any discrepancies. The department can reconcile its monthly expenses in a few hours instead of 3 to 4 weeks of manual reconciliation, and different counties and internal departments get a single bill covering multiple programs. The state government of South Australia used to publish 5,000 copies a week of its 50-page government listing of job vacancies. Formal publication was delayed until the booklet could be physically printed and distributed to several hundred remote state offices. Closing dates were held up to ensure enough time for remote applicants to reply by paper. Today, a Microsoft Exchange-based workflow application manages the entire process. Job openings first go via email to legal reviewers and several dozen human resources managers from various agencies who have first shot at filling any openings. If an HR manager puts a hold on the opening for a state employee who wants to transfer, the hiring manager is automatically notified by email so that no one wastes time applying. Remote sites get the listing electronically. If the posting is not filled internally and moves on to a public announcement, the hiring manager receives email describing the newspapers and dates in which the position will be advertised. Though the state expects to save between 50% and 80% of the annual $350,000 in production costs with the new system, the main benefit is the speed with which the state can fill jobs while maintaining equal opportunity for people in remote offices. Another example in the United States is Massachusetts' online bidding process. Massachusetts publishes all the state bids, all the documents needed for vendors to respond, and the results of all the bids online. Massachusetts' online procurement system not only handles the entire bidding process less expensively, it also helps other public entities buy goods for less. In most states, the cities, towns, and school districts, by law, can get the same low prices from vendors that the state gets. In a paper world, though, it's virtually impossible to find the state's price on most goods. Now, a city or school district can quickly find out the state's best price on the Massachusetts website. Less developed countries may assume that a digital approach to government is out of reach, but countries without systems can start fresh with new technology, which will be less expensive than manual approaches. Developed countries have older systems that often must be integrated to manage a transition. Leadership examples around the world make it clear that much of the innovation is happening in smaller governments, smaller nations and municipalities, counties and provinces, and the state levels of larger nations. Smaller governments, being less fragmented and less complex, can experiment and deploy solutions on a smaller scale. For larger governments, the lesson is to pilot smaller projects to develop expertise and evaluate citizen response. Put the initial focus on projects that directly touch citizens, and particularly ones that eliminate organizational complexity for the public. Governments should invest in training managers on business process re-engineering, as several governments have done, to help stimulate consolidated online approaches. Competitive grants can spur projects to streamline internal processes and improve service delivery. Florida has different agencies compete for a limited number of innovative technology projects, bringing an entrepreneurial spirit to play in budget requests. The state balances such investments with a policy of providing some IT services from its central department only to agencies that fund them out of